May 11, 2012, Chicago State University Board of Trustees meeting is hereby called to order. Will you call the roll, Ms. Phillips?
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Scott?
Here.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
A quorum exists for business of the board to begin. Ms. Phillips, will you certify that the notice for this meeting has been given pursuant to the requirements of the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, Chairman, the meeting notice requirement has been met.
Is there a motion to approve the previous minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Scott?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
I'm going to go somewhat out of order here before the President's report, since we have so many members of the Civil Service Council with us today. We're going to give them the floor first. So, Ms. Stewart, can we have your report?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay. We're going to start with our challenges. We have quite a few, but we also have established some guidelines for the other ones. The first challenge that the Civil Service Employee Council has is promoting unity among civil service employees. As you can see, we've accomplished that. Ongoing challenges. I'd like to read a letter that I wrote to the President, as well as Mr. Meeks and Dr. Renee Mitchell. It reads, as President of the Civil Service Employee Council, we would like to address the following concerns that after the civil service employees, that affect the civil service employees here at Chicago State. After attending an informational session on May 3rd, 2012 with HR, employees were informed that they would not receive paychecks on June 30th, 2012. While we understand and appreciate the change, my concern and the civil service employee concern is that we will suffer an ongoing financial burden from this action. With that being said, the Civil Service Employee Council did a resolution. Instead of offering a loan payback over 3 pay periods, we requested 6 pay periods. And instead of paying for parking payroll deductions on August 30th, we would do the first deduction beginning October 1st. Thank you, Dr. Watson, Dr. Renee Mitchell, and Mr. Meeks. This has been approved.